Chapter 1. The Artist. The studio was filled with the rich perfume of roses, and the light summer wind brought the heavy scent of lilac from the garden through the open door. Lord Henry Wotton was lying on a divan, smoking one of his innumerable cigarettes. Beyond the soft buzzing of the bees in the garden, the distant noise of London could be heard. In the center of the room, on an artist's easel, stood a portrait of an extraordinarily beautiful young man. Basil Hallward, the artist, was sitting in front of it, smiling at his work of art.
"It is your best work, Basil. The best thing you've ever done,"
said Lord Henry languidly.
"You must send it to the Grosvenor. The Grosvenor is the only place to exhibit it."
"I don't think I shall send it anywhere,"
he answered. Lord Henry looked at him through the thin blue smoke of his cigarette.
"Not send it anywhere? My dear man, why not? What odd people you painters are. You do anything in the world to become famous, and when you're famous, you're not happy."
"I know you'll laugh at me,"
Basil replied,
"but I really can't exhibit it. I've put too much of myself into it."
Lord Henry laughed.
"Too much of yourself into it? Basil, I didn't know you were so vain. You have black hair and a strong face. This young Adonis has delicate features, fair hair, and looks as if he were made of ivory and rose leaves. And you, well, you have an intellectual expression. And beauty ends where an intellectual expression begins. You don't look like your mysterious young friend at all. By the way, you haven't told me his name."
"You don't understand me, Harry,"
answered the artist.
"Of course I don't look like him. Dorian Gray is beautiful. And we all must pay for the gift the gods have given us, whether it is beauty or intellect. It's better not to be different from others. The ugly and the stupid have the best of it in this world."
"Dorian Gray? Is that his name?"
asked Lord Henry.
"Yes, but I didn't want to tell you."
"Why not?"
"Oh, I can't explain. When I like people immensely, I never tell their names to anyone. It's like losing a part of them. I love having secrets."
"You seem to forget that I'm married. And in marriage, secrets are absolutely necessary. I never know where my wife is, and my wife never knows where I am. When we meet, which we occasionally do, we tell each other the most absurd stories with the most serious faces."
"I hate the way you talk about your married life, Harry,"
said Basil.
"I think you're a very good husband, but you're ashamed of your virtues. Your cynicism is simply a pose."
Lord Henry laughed, and the two men went out into the garden. After a while, Lord Henry pulled out his watch.
"I must go now, Basil, but before I go, I want to know the real reason why you don't want to exhibit Dorian Gray's picture."
"Harry,"
said Basil,
"every portrait that is painted with feeling is a portrait of the artist, not of the sitter. I will not exhibit this picture because I'm afraid it shows the secret of my heart."
Lord Henry laughed.
"And what is that?"
"I'm afraid you'll hardly understand it."
Lord Henry picked a pink daisy from the grass and said,
"I can believe anything if it's incredible."
"The story is simply this," said the painter. 2 months ago, I went to a party at Lady Brandon's. After I'd been in the room about 10 minutes, I suddenly felt that someone was looking at me. I turned around and saw Dorian Gray for the first time. When our eyes met, I grew pale with terror. I knew I'd met someone whose personality could absorb my soul and my art. I had a strange feeling that fate had prepared exquisite joys and sorrows. I was afraid and wanted to leave the room. Lady Brandon stopped me, and suddenly I found myself face to face with this young man. We were quite close and our eyes met. I asked Lady Brandon to introduce me to him."
"Tell me more about Dorian Gray,"
Lord Henry said.
"How often do you see him?"
"Every day. I couldn't be happy if I didn't see him every day. He's absolutely necessary to me.
How extraordinary! I thought you'd never care for anything but your art.
He's all my art to me now,
said the painter.
He's my inspiration. Since I met Dorian, I've created the best work of my life. He knows nothing of my adoration for him, but if people saw this portrait, they might guess the secret of my heart, Harry.
Tell me, Basil, does Dorian Gray like you?
Asked Lord Henry.
I know he likes me. As a rule, he's charming to me, but sometimes he seems to enjoy hurting me. Then I feel I've given my heart to someone who thinks it's simply a lovely flower to enjoy on a summer day.
Summer days, Basil, can sometimes linger,
murmured Lord Henry.
Perhaps you'll become tired sooner than he will.
Harry, don't say that. As long as I live, the personality of Dorian Gray will dominate me.
Lord Henry was amused. How delightful other people's emotions were.
I'd like to meet him.
I don't want you to meet him.
Mr. Dorian Gray is in the studio, sir, said the butler, coming into the garden.
You must introduce me now,
cried Lord Henry, laughing. The painter said to his servant,
Ask Mr. Gray to wait, Parker.
Then he looked at Lord Henry.
Dorian Gray is my dearest friend. He's a simple, beautiful person. Don't spoil him. Don't try to influence him. Your influence would be bad. Don't take away from me the person who makes me a true artist.
What nonsense!
Said Lord Henry, smiling.